The F-35 fighter jet can fly close to 800 miles per hour. The Ford Cobra jet does the quarter mile in 8 seconds.
The tank is full, and we're moving through the Arizona Hour with Sanderson Ford and Rosie on the house.
Okay, Romy, I figured this out. All right, so that Ford Cobra jet does a quarter mile in 8 seconds. All right, forget about Newton's law of motion for a moment. We're just going to do some straight math here.
Okay.
So a quarter mile in 8 seconds equates to 1 mile in 32 seconds. According to Google Maps, Phoenix to Yuma is 185 miles. That's I-10 west, SR-85 south, and then I-8 west. By car, just under 3 hours, depending on traffic.
According to Google Maps.
Yeah, it depends on construction. Okay, 1 second equates to 0.00027778 hours. 32 seconds is 0.00888896.
So, I like math, but it might be too little too early in the morning here.
I'm going to blow your mind here. So let's take that 32-second, let's say 0088 number, multiply that by 180 miles, and I'll save you the long number. But it equates to 1.64 hours. So just over 90 minutes. So half the time.
Half the time.
To get there in a Cobra.
If you were driving the Cobra jet. And that's going there, coming back where you're going against the rotation of the Earth, so you should be able to travel it and cut off another maybe 10 minutes on that.
And if you're dealing with a jet engine, you're probably up in the jet stream. So eastbound, less resistance, westbound, more resistance. But again, Newton's law of motion says two variables, the forces acting on the object and the mass of the object. So you're going to get there pretty quickly. Let's put it that way.
I was trying to find it. John was telling us that there's a video somewhere of them starting it in the showroom, mm-hmm. and just the whole building rattle. I haven't been able to find that. I just want to hear it run. Oh, man. Cobra jet auctioned off tonight at Barrett Jackson's, 7:30. Woo! I bet you it. I don't even want to put a guess on the number, but it's. I mean, you got to be close to $500,000.
Yeah, it'll be like The Price is Right. The price without going over. Yeah.
Well, it'll be interesting to see. Well. And we get our weekly newsletter. You know that in this segment, we're giving away Suns tickets. We have a little trivia question there. If you've been listening to the broadcast, you know a little bit more about Yuma. And I'm going to actually make this easier. I'm going to give you a multiple choice question if you know this. And what this is for, it's February 7th at 6 o'clock, ASU men's basketball, 2 tickets against Washington State. What year is the earliest recorded history of Yuma? Is it 1440? 1540 or 1640? If you know that answer, text it to 411-923 and we'll randomly pick a winner from all the right answers.
I like the multiple choice, buddy. Very
well,
generous.
I just thought that's going to be too hard early in the morning to be searching around for that. And it was the Spanish explorers mm-hmm. that recorded as a crossing to the Colorado River into California. Well, we have a special guest on the line because we have a special moon tomorrow. Dr. Sky, what have you put together for us?
Well, good morning, Romy and Jennifer. And first, I'd like to, of course, add to the many prayers and best wishes, of course, for Rosie and your family, of course, for his full recovery. And thank you so much for having me. It's a very interesting weekend here. We move into 2019, of course, with the first of many beautiful full moons. But this one, known as the Full Wolf Supermoon, is also going to have a super blood red moon total lunar eclipse on Sunday evening. And though we're sitting right now, Rosie Romy and Jennifer, by about 6 or 7 minutes till sunrise, tomorrow evening you'll see the magnificent full moon rise about 5:30 p.m. in the east northeast, and then strap into your chair because this total lunar eclipse begins with the partial phases by around 8:33 in the evening, and then it goes total right around 9:44, about 62 minutes of darkness. The moon moves into the Earth's shadow. It's going to be spectacular.
That'll be interesting. I was out last night doing chores, and I couldn't believe how bright it was before we even got to the full moon. So to have the brightness go to a full eclipse, that's going to be a neat effect.
Yeah, this morning coming up, it was beautiful too.
Oh, it's gorgeous. And they're full supermoon, just to give everybody a better idea. It's 14% larger and 30% brighter. Sounds like a soap commercial. You know, it takes totally amazing stuff. But here's something really interesting to note, too. While you're waiting for the eclipse on Sunday evening, jot down the time of 7:17 p.m. local time, because out of the southwest, you're going to get an amazing passage. We get an amazing passage of the International Space Station. And this will be one of the brightest passages. And believe it or not, on this expedition known as Expedition 58, there's three people on board. Ann McLean, she's an American flight engineer. David Saint-Jean from Canada, he's a flight engineer. And Oleg Kononenko, also a flight engineer. So you'll get to see an object moving above the Earth about 260 miles straight up as the bird might fly. But that's all set to begin just before this total lunar eclipse that starts around 8:33 tomorrow. And check drsky.com for our Dr. Sky blog, where we have the Dr. Sky Total Lunar Eclipse Survival Kit there. You can take a read on that.
Along with your podcast, if for those of you that weren't up at 3:30 in the morning this Saturday morning on KTAR, you can hear his weekly podcast on drsky.com.